Today, I would like to present on government policy and enabling environment supporting and managing aquaculture feed production and marketing for sustainable aquaculture development in Thailand. First, I would like to show some background. The total production of aquatic animal by subsector from years 2005 to 2014, it seems decreasing on marine capture fish. And the total production from aquaculture in year 2012, most it come from marine shrimp, is more than 70%. And the shrimp production, mostly it come from penis venomai. And quantity and value of the exported fishery product, the quantity and value is not different much from year 2001 to 2010. However, Thailand is the top 10 for fishery product. Export shrimp market, Thai shrimp is the top 5 for the first 10 months of 2016. And the country that highest proportion is sent to USA. And the national policy to promote agriculture sector, as Dr. Lattawan said this morning already, in 1998, early stage of food safety program, 1999, food safety year of Thailand from farm to table. And in 2008 to 2012, Thailand kitchen of the world. And 2013 to 2019, the strategy on safety of food and agricultural. It has two strategies. One is strategy on standing point of food, that enough food for food with standard for all food supply chain and safe for consumption, and to the strategy on international cooperative, that agricultural and food or food product are confidential on safety standard. And from the two strategy and the situation on increasing of fish and shrimp culture, increased demand of feed ingredient, competition of land use, disease outbreak, climate change affected on immunity of fish and shrimp, risk on production loss, stimulate the farmer to protect them by using drug in the system culture. So the government policy, in order to make standard food on food security, food safety, and environmental safety, and sustainable. And also Thai Feed Mill Association has estimated requirement of some feed and feed ingredient for the next 30 years, it seems that the fish feed, shrimp feed, and the ingredient are increased every year. So they have made three main points that one, it feed safety, two, feed security, and three, feed sustainability. So the DOF regulatory framework, Department of Fishery, has released new Fishery Act that in concern of aquaculture for sustainable fishery are food safety, animal health, welfare, animal integrity, social community welfare, and especially focus on legal fishing. And national policy to promote agriculture sector include aquaculture. Nowadays, system standard certified are important for producer to present on selling product. The standard means quality guarantee of selling product. And there are many different standards. Cost of the standard on production are concerning with many factors. To produce aquaculture production, system culture have many types. They are increasing on thinking of sustainable and many requirements as food chain. Department of Fishery regulation on and promoting food safety through whole aquaculture supply chain and the National Residue Control Plan for aquaculture. We have separate into three supply chain, the upper stream concerning with culture area, farmer, aquatic, animal. The main point is aquatic farm hatchery and fishery business registration. The midstream supply concerning with feed, raw material, product using in farm, The main point is the farm and hatchery inspection certification program, feed control, certify, and monitoring. And the downstream supply chain is concerning with product, fishery product. And the main point is inspection of the processing plant and fish handling, sampling of shrimp for residue analysis, and aquaculture product testability and health certified product. And concerning unit on certified system and product, we can separate into three sections. Section one is the culture system. The certified can certify by two units. One is fishery commodity standard system and testability division. The second is the National Bureau of Agricultural Commodity Food Standard. That the inspection and certification is a process covering all steps of production. And the section two, the aqua feed, that respond by Aquatic Animal Feed Research and Development Division that will control feed quality standard, GMP HACCP, system certified, antibiotic residue inspection and monitor. And section one, fish and product. This control by fish inspection and quality control division. About processing plants, registration, HACCP, audit. This all section will make the safety production for consumer and sustainable environment. This picture shows the monitoring and inspection program for system certified. And you can see that in the table, the number of certificate farm eligible for export mostly is the marine shrimp. And I will talk more about midstream supply chain in the feed on the duty of Aquatic Animal Feed Research and Development Division. This division is under Department of Fishery. We separate into four groups and one center in Chonburi province. The DOF on Aquatic Feed Regulation, DOF have been taken in charge on the law of regulation of aquatic feed since 1992, the Animal Act Quality Control Act BE, and Animal Feed Research and Development Division have authority to control, determine, and make confident that all aqua feed manufactured in Thailand are safe and have good quality enough for fish growth. To assure and issue a certificate of feed formula, registration for producer and other certificate for exporter, and inspection and certificate of aquatic feed quality system for feed mill that must be produced aquatic animal feed as registered. And to control aqua feed manufacturer, all the aquatic feed manufacturer must apply to get the license of the feed formula registered. And feed control are separate into four groups. Now the OF control about eight kinds of the aquatic feed. And the aquatic animal must have nutrition value as formula registered and not contaminated with drug, microorganism, and toxic substance. The four group of aquatic feed is complete feed, concentrated feed, premixed, and supplemented feed. And this some feed standard control. The first one is marine shrimp feed, and the other one freshwater carnivorous standard feed. And this table shows that the aqua feed formula register in last 10 years mostly is the marine shrimp formula register. And for aqua feed to export, the assurance issue must be certificate for producer or exporter, such as certificate of free sale, certificate of health, certificate of analysis, certificate of formula. This table shows that feed exported in October 2016, the highest is the shrimp feed, and its value about more than $300,000. And this table show feed export registered in last year, 12 months. The highest register is the free sale. And to control aqua feed manufacturer for feed formula license, we have the committee group to determine on feed formula, composition, certificate of feed ingredient, and we must see the data or lab analysis of the feed formula sample that they register, and the research and data on aquatic nutrition requirement. And to control safe, have good quality enough for the fish growth, the aquatic animal feed must have nutrition value as formula register by monitoring or sampling feed from T-part, aquatic animal inspection port, aqua feed milling, aqua feed seller from farm and hatchery also from all province of Thailand. Regular check on aquatic feed formula register and monitoring. The importer must apply for importing feed permission license, and all the aquatic feed seller must apply for feed distributor license. This table shows the number of feed manufacturer registered with two departments. They can register with our Department of Fishery and Department of Livestock Development. And we have annual feed determined and monitoring from the feed mill one or two times per year to lab analysis as controlling pan. And for managing aquaculture, by research and managing to enable environment to control standard extension to the farmer. First, to increase feed utilization, to study on digestibility of ingredient and feed, or use some enzyme plus in the feed. This one is the feed study that you can see the a lot of ingredient that cannot digest. It come out as a feces that it will come out in the environment. And managing feed use for sustainable aquaculture. We have data list for the farmer that it can like test ability of the feed. The aqua feed used in the farm or hatchery must have serial register number with DOF manufacturer. Like someone asked Dr. Radawan this morning that if you can check back or testability of the feed or not, we have the serial number that can check back. And the period range of manufacture and expiry date must not more than 3 months, and for 6 or 12 months for premix. And should be lower feed waste used in the culture system, such as size of the feed should be optimum, and feeding fish with optimum feeding rate. And we study water stability of the feed and check also for the chim not less than 2 hours and for feed 1 hour. And the dust in the feed bag must not more than 2%. And research study on environmental friendly feed, non-fish meal and fish oil in aquatic feed. Lower nitrogen and phosphorus leaching from feed environment, management on feed use on farm. This on-farm research on feed management, this research, we didn't put any feed in the pond. We concentrate on inducing natural food because only 6 months. And this one is organic farm culture. Also no put or no feed input. We concentrate induce natural food with rice straw, rice bran, and molasses. Then the production is about 347 kilo per rye or 0.1 hectare. About 7 months. And this one we compare with the feed fed 2 days a week for 7.5 months, the harvest production is about more than 900 kilo per rye, very high. And we have the organic fish culture that last 4 years. We make it a document to send to the farmer. And the system, government policy on label, certify, and market. The system certify have different standards which can affect on label, certify, and marketing. Certify can guarantee safety for consumer and represent the quality and product price. The Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperative determined to use Q-mark in order to promote the producer to strengthen the capability to worldwide market. For fish or shrimp fresh and fishery product, DOF used Q-mark for system certified only on the document. And for product certified of marine shrimp, or under COC system certified for shrimp standard, can use Q-mark tag on the packet of the fishery product. I would like to show the document standard certified. It have different because we have two sections that can certify the standard. One is National Bureau of Agricultural Commodity and Food Standard. The second is the Fishery Commodity Standard System and Testability Division, DOF. So they will give different picture. And product export must be certified GMP or HACCP by Fish Inspection and Quality Control Division, DOF. The government policy on safety food and market are under control the National Bureau of Agricultural Commodity and Food Standard that they will promote an area and place for selling Q product to promote origin source of Q producing product in area and to promote consumer to known and have channel to access the source of selling product. And the selling in the market on Q-mark will be determined on detail by the National Bureau of Agricultural Commodity and Food Standard also. The channel to promote fish product on food safety to consumers such as they go to the hospital or Thai food. In summary, access information on standard for small scale farmers is still limited and farm certified are not much well known, which might cost of the price of the fish product. Market channel thinking on food safety are not much important on or strong enough for consumer and people to rely on safety for all or sustainability. And on farm feed research need more study and cooperate more with private sector. Government policy take action and control cover all food supply chain that can manage aquaculture development, support and enable environment for sustainability in Thailand. Thank you.